tagcastpodcast.com.
Hey, Taggets, you got a combine or a tractor that needs serviced? Check out Complete Ag Resolutions. Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. They're a family-based business where the customer always comes first. Check them out at facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Do it.
Hey, Gatch.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes. We're on TuneIn. We're on Stitcher. We're on the internet. We're on Facebook. We're on TagCastPodcast.com.
You just blew my mind.
Did you say blow?
Mind. I'm losing my mind.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast Podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Yeah.
My name's Terry Gile.
You know what you are? You gimpy lake monster!
You're a sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bigot.
Hello, everybody. I can't speak.
My leg is right out in the middle of the street.
Did you know that I've seen your penis 6 times today? And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
Would you go to the president's office? Shit on his desk while he's watching right there on his desk.
We don't need idiots.
Ernest?
Good for nothings. Meth heads. Or
Bob and Tom.
I'm getting made for this, boys.
The TagCast Podcast starts right now. My eyes just got big.
To the TagCast number 303. We are here with
three little pigs.
Three little pigs.
On the wing.
I am Gatch.
I'm Terry.
And I'm the guy.
Jerry Murphy.
The guy. Peter DeGaio.
This is probably, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to say hands down. My favorite Pink Floyd album.
Animals. You like it?
Yes.
Sherrod, you are.
It's not no Marching Hammers, but it's cool.
I have a little interesting story about Animals. Roger Waters disgusted with the fans.
He spit
on... Well, shave my eyebrows. What is it?
He became...
He spit on a fan.
Yeah, at this point, he was extremely disgusted that the fans would just buy anything
that
had their name. And he would spit on the crowd during every show, and he would yell out a number, and it turned out to be like the number of shows left in the tour. But he was completely disgusted with the fans, which is ultimately why he left Pink Floyd.
Was it after the release of Animals?
Yes, but it was during the tour that he was...
So was he not pleased with what they put out?
He was pleased with what they put out, but he
why
he
disgust?
Was disgusted by just the fans that... Pink Floyd was such a huge name that they were buying albums or whatever before it even came out, and they were just like waiting. They were just, it didn't even matter. He already knew that it would sell millions before it even came out.
Now, do you count your blessings when that happens, or do you become a smug dickhead and spit on the fans? I don't think that's a...
With great power, there comes great responsibility.
Why
don't you do a John Lennon and turn it around and
make
it lovely instead of fucking hate.
And this is after Sid Barrett had disappeared at this point.
Yeah,
no one knew where he was.
Yeah.
So he should be thankful, because I think a lot of people don't realize that Sid Barrett is the reason that Pink Floyd was catapulted to iconic status before they were even iconic, in my opinion.
He
I don't know.
He had a big part of their rise to fame, for sure. In fact, some people...
But I'd never heard of him.
Some people argue whether or not, like, Jimi Hendrix, like, first heard, like, the distortion twisting and stuff like that from Syd Barrett.
Of the 60s Pink Floyd?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, on the trip to...
I'm pretty sure that he experimented, since he's self-taught,
sure,
he experimented with every damn thing. I'm sure it's like,
yeah,
oh, you stole that from me.
But he was over there at that time.
I don't think he ever claimed that he stole it.
Because his manager hooked him up, the dude from the Animals, Chaz.
I think Hey Joe or whatever, some lyrics that he stole from the Stones.
Oh, no, that's a song written by a guy named Joe South, who wrote a couple other songs. It's a cover.
There was a...
Actually, Hey Joe.
But flight wasn't really a big thing, like intercontinental. Continental flight wasn't huge back then, you know. People like what were they over in England? People were trying to rip off what they thought was the San Francisco psychedelic scene,
right?
But nobody had ever been over to San Francisco to actually experience it, so they were just trying to copy it, but in essence, created their own psychedelic sound in doing so.
They had a way more cult, not cult, but big following in the UK and wherever they were from before. Yeah. The first I ever heard of Pink Floyd was Dark Side of the Moon, and I was just a little tyke, 5, 6 years old. Yeah. My parents were playing it, and it was trippy, dude. My parents were stoners and hippies, and we used to smoke weed with my parents when I was like, I was 5 when it came out, so I'm sure I was 6 or something. We used to cruise around listening to Dark Side of the Moon on the 8-track, and you know that song that's like the... We'd always be out by these weird back roads where there's this weird barn. My parents used to fuck with me as a kid. They're like, there's a spaceship. And I was like, I'm freaking out as a kid. They used to, my parents love them to death, but they've molded me into what I am, which is a freak of music and nature.
I love you, man. Good job, parents.
I love you too, man.
The Floyd magical times, though.
And like we were talking on the other episode about the Doors on Wednesdays. Oh, happy Monday, everybody. Just survived the weekend. We got carried away on Pink Floydism.
How many classes, like high school, were missed? Pink Floyd versus Zeppelin or, you know, it's got to be real close.
We don't need no education. I missed a lot of classes. I was like 11 when that came out, and that was just like the anthem of my fucking generation.
The
Pink
Wall?
Floyd, The Wall. Fuck yeah. It was another one of those that KGON, my beloved KGON 92.3 FM.
Is that the first that used the helicopters coming in? Because then it's like Alda Nova after that, and Def Leppard, and Metallica, and...
Don't forget about Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about, with the helicopter sound coming in there.
Yeah. But that was, you know, that was actually like clips from the movie that hadn't even been made or released, which was weird to me. Pink Floyd comes out with this album that is based on a movie that isn't even released or finished yet. And then they kind of based the movie around the album, I think, or something.
It was a total explosion of adult animation and this awesome... I don't know how else explain it.
Pink,
you know,
was
the wall. The animated parts are the best freaking parts in the movie.
The flowers and shit,
and the talking ass, and the marching hammers.
The judge.
Pink was a blend of
Syd Barrett
and Roger Waters and the
guy that's played by
Geldof.
Bob Geldof, Live Aids guy.
Yep. Yeah, he started Live Aid.
Live Aids. He was the first
one. He had a band too, right?
The Boomtown Rats.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
They had a hit that I loved in school called I Don't Like Mondays. Remember that song?
No, I still don't like Mondays.
I don't like Mondays. Check it out. Boomtown Rats, Bob Geldof, prior to Pink Floyd. And KGON was so awesome. They played stuff like the Boomtown Rats, and then they played like Frank Zappa's Joe's Garage in its entirety that my family would gather around the fucking radio and listen
to. KGON was awesome.
Dude, they were
awesome station.
Marty Party, Gloria, just the whole nine yards. BA, the big
I mean,
BA,
if you
Bob
had a
Anchetta.
KGON t-shirt, it was just as good as a concert t-shirt.
That's
it,
right.
It was that good.
And they had those albums, the KGON albums with local bands on them. Those were always awesome. I don't know if you guys remember those, but I'm old, so I do. I do.
There's
those.
There's a little bit bigger gap between you and Gats than us.
It's a gatch gap.
It's a gatch gap?
What's your guys' gap?
Well, it's like, about the same. Your guys' gap is
a year? Two years?
I don't know.
It's like a decade.
I'll out myself
us.
Right now. I'm fucking 44 Magnum.
I'm 43, bro.
Patow!
Well, I'm 36.
He was born in 76, so we're 68, 69.
69, 7-Eleven 69. How do you forget that shit?
Wow. Never forget.
All the time.
825, 68.
122. You got Drexler, number one.
Number 22, 122.
Yep.
He wore 122.
Yeah. Who's
and
your favorite
Portland
sports?
Got Drexler instead of Jordan.
Yeah, who's your favorite number 24 in sports, Terry?
John Madden.
There you go. There you go. Number 24, John Madden.
I got a favorite number 3.
Oh, yeah?
Old school.
Allen Iverson.
Nope. Fuck that.
Dale Murphy, fuck dude, from the Braves.
Whoa!
Booyah!
Maybe he wasn't a number 3, but I thought he was. That short dude from the Blazers that got busted for taking weed on the plane.
Oh, Damon Stoudemire.
Wasn't he a 3?
Damon Stoudemire was.
Wasn't he a 3? Yeah. And then,
point
and then,
guard.
And check this out.
Yeah.
For as ignorant as I am to sports, I was into sports in a little bit in the late 90s. Who's that dude named Derek that was number 8 from the Lakers?
Derek Anderson.
Black guy, of course.
Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher, you got
yeah,
it.
What about Rick Fox, the soap opera star turned Laker?
Yeah, was that what he was?
Yeah, he was a soap opera star before.
Who did Steve Nash just change to from the fucking Mavericks? Do you remember?
Phoenix?
I don't know, but he's got to be like 50 by now, isn't
yeah.
he?
He can still hit the free throws, and as long as you can hit free throws, they'll always be in the league.
Yep.
Pat John Stockton style.
Yeah, Utah Jazz, baby.
Short shorts. Who's the last guy that would wear the short shorts?
With the knee pads. The tube socks all the way
the
up
mailman,
to the knee
dude.
Pad to the short shorts.
The
so there
mailman.
Actually was even less skin showing than the shorts that come down past the knees.
Yeah. The mailman would always deliver the elbow.
And he was he was so white.
And then he would fade. Elbow, then fade.
Stockton was so white, dude.
Dude, but Karl Malone,
Stockton
dude, he was the
was,
only black
you know what
guy.
He was? He was a psychiatrist.
He was blinding.
Dude, he would get in their heads and get them all fucking pissed.
But imagine Karl Malone's like a Mormon guy, though.
Mailman.
No, he's that's fucking hilarious. He's a Mormon mailman.
He is?
Yeah. I'm on a mission.
He is.
How
I
many wives?
I'm going to deliver.
How many wives does he have now?
That's not in all of Utah. That's
yeah,
only in
that's a
parts.
Poly something or another.
It's like the,
if you're a Mormon, you can have as many freaking wives.
No,
as
that's a different. There's no, there's varieties of
yeah,
like
that's
anything
southeast.
Else, man.
In the southeast of Utah, you can
so
really
you know Romney
that.
Used just the words of R Mormon, money or Mormon, Mormon, Mormony.
I have a Mormon friend that lives in Utah.
How many wives does he have?
He has one.
What a loser!
I know.
No, I love you. Whoever
she
you
actually
are,
she says that in the southeast, I think, is where the polygamy goes on still. You know, it's not really accepted by the Mormons because the Mormons threw that out when they came. They brought over to become accepted religion, didn't
are
they?
Are you sure? Because don't you ever watch that movie
dude.
Or that show called Big Love?
Yeah,
with Bill Paxton.
I never really got into it because I
dude,
never
my
really
wife
got a
watched that,
watch
so I kind of like had to. I didn't have to, but it's
well, I would
have like,
watched it if I would have like season one.
It was
whatever.
Actually not too bad, but then it got kind of convoluted and shitty towards the end, like all series.
Yeah, no shit.
Do.
All
but the first couple seasons, so this dude is like a prominent businessman in the area, and he's got three wives,
what's
but
wrong
nobody
with that,
knows
really?
It, and he's got three houses. That are all next to each other, and he just goes in one, and then he's got three families, and they're all connected from the back. Yeah.
What's wrong with that, though, really?
And so he had one wife for 18 years.
I guess if you can handle it, dude, that's a shit ton of drama.
That's why it's an okay show.
Well, I know, but I mean, you know, I mean...
Who's the favorite? Oh, there's no favorites.
You got the...
Bullshit.
The wife that you've had for 18 years, the wife you've had for 11, or the wife you've had for 7. And you've got kids with all of them. You've got
teenagers. What's your favorite car? The one with the lower miles on it.
How is there not any of these girls saying...
You got the community to raise the kids.
There's no way you could find a woman or women that would not have some type of a jealousy thing going on.
You don't think so, ever?
Never. Never. You can't... I don't care. I'm sorry, lady listeners, which I know is low on our demographic because I looked at our Facebook page.
Well, you got to, like, even a male.
Most of our listeners are 35 to 45-year-old males.
Okay, I can dig that. I can understand
that's
that.
That's us.
So fuck the women.
So Even if you're talking about the women, it comes dinner time. I'm sure they rotate. Not some person makes the salad every night. You know what I'm saying? And somebody else is in charge of the meat or whatever. So it's your turn to cook. And you know the kids are like, shit.
Only one man tosses the salad, though.
And then the next night,
you weren't good at cooking,
Rhonda's cooking tonight. Yeah.
That.
Woo, yeah.
If you had one that strength was cooking, you'd probably, and they didn't mind cooking, you'd probably just have them do the cooking.
And that person would be like, why am I always the cook?
No, if they enjoy cooking, though. Right?
What if the one with the nastiest body was the one that would also love sex, and the one with the rocking body is like, I ain't down
bitching
with all
if
that.
You're bringing home the bacon, though. That's what I'm saying. Right?
Do they eat bacon?
Well, I'm saying I don't know. What's the content pay if you're making $100,000 per wife?
All
does
I'm
that make
saying
enough to put up with the jealousy and those kind of issues.
I'm sticking with my original statement that says that no three or two or more
what's
women.
What's so funny is
all
like,
right, what
can,
about what
they
if
can
gave
share
them
the same dick, but it's like you stay out of my closet. I'm not sharing my blouses with
I
you.
I don't care if you gave them $1 million a year; they still aren't going to be able to fight off any feelings of jealousy. And oh, yes. You spent more time with her. Oh, it's my night. He's got to go do something else. It's just like you said, drama city.
How come
drama
I'm always
city,
driving the minivan and you're driving the vet? This is bullshit.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know what, though? That reminds me of a joke I made today. You know what Van Morrison named his son?
Jim.
Minivan Morrison. His other son was named Aerostar.
But he didn't care.
Aerostar Morrison? Morrison? Minivan Morrison. How about Astrovan Morrison?
Yeah, Astrovan Morrison.
Okay, that's better.
And then it makes me think of the Jetsons, though.
Yeah.
His dog. Have you ever guys found any large sums of money not knowing who the owner was of said large sum of money?
Yeah, no.
No.
Any wallets or anything with money and gone?
Not large sums. Maybe
no,
20.
I've found a wallet before and given it back. It had like $20 in it.
A taxi driver found $898,000 cash
in what?
His backseat of his cab.
In just one wallet?
Dude, you know
it
what?
It wasn't in a wallet.
How many wallets?
I would be sweating like
it was like 25 wallets on my dresser. He had 25 wallets on his dresser.
Dresser.
I think they should market wallets by how many 20s they can hold.
Dude, could you imagine how fucking uncomfortable that would be like having two JCPenney catalogs shoved in your back pocket?
So this dude's 70 and he found almost $900,000. Yeah. He went to the cops and gave it back and found the owners and gave them their money.
You'd have to go to the cops, dude, because what are you going to do? Either way, you know that you're going
to
get freaking
fucking
offed.
I once had $5,600 in cash in my wallet.
$56?
$5,600.
Oh, $5,600. Okay.
It was pretty fucking tough to
and
hold.
You were on your way to pay who?
Could you close your wallet?
I wasn't.
No fucking way, dude. You were paying somebody. You had to be.
Nope, he just cashed his check.
Yeah, you got big fucking giant titanium coconut balls that clank.
I cashed a check that wasn't cashable at a bank.
And then the irony is you get killed on the way home for your fucking shoes.
Probably could have. Yeah. But it was tough to fold my wallet. It really was.
Hell yeah.
Because even
that sucks.
Even $100 bills. This was many moons ago.
This money was in a black paper bag.
Yeah.
But I would have to keep it.
How many black paper bags have you seen in your lifetime?
That's racist. Not many around here.
They're usually black plastic.
They're brown bags, but we call them black.
You got the black bags at the porn stores and some of the convenience markets, U.S. Mm-hmm. markets, and but they're not usually paper.
Yeah, you can see the outline of the dildo as you're going to your car in the parking lot.
It would
it's
have
like,
to be
really hiding that.
It would have to be a pretty big bag. It would have to be a pretty big bag to hide $900,000.
I thought it was a wallet.
No. He was just saying. I mentioned, did you ever find a wallet? And then he said it was that in one wallet. And I said it was 25 wallets in my taxi cab.
And I alluded to it was an all-in wallet.
I would have said, must have been a good tip.
Yeah. It must have been, right?
It was in Singapore.
My prayers are answered.
It would be tough.
The Lord works in mysterious ways.
Depends on how strapped yourself are, you know.
But then, did he give the 10% back to the church after he found that blessing of a wad of cash?
Wad of cash. Was that my new band name? Wattacash.
Wattacash. Wattacash.
Wattacashuaca. I have a question for you guys.
I got
you
answers.
Guys seen my truck out there, right?
Okay.
It's kind of a truck.
Yeah.
It's a SUV.
Mm-hmm. All right. How much would you pay to hit that with a baseball bat? Would you, if it was for a charity, and I said...
You have to make over $200 because you can take it to the junkyard, and for the metal, you can get $200.
That's
standard. Yeah. So you got to... Yeah, you got to
get more out of it.
What do you call that? You
got to
put what's that on eBay when it has to hit a certain number or you're not selling?
A reserve.
You got to put a reserve on that.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm asking.
Okay.
If you could take
how many shots? One shot?
Perfect.
Because it's going to it's going to degrade as you know, the person that takes the first strike, that's worth way more. It's like a virgin strike.
Well, no, you'd have window strikes.
Okay, so window strikes are more.
You'd probably put a dollar value on each window. So what would be the front window worth?
You get
like up to five swings just to kill that window.
The front window, you would assume would be worth more, but since it's like it's safety glass, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's why you get five.
So
swings
it just kind of spider webs or whatever. Mm-hmm. But a side window actually. Yeah, it blows.
So you would almost think that
I would
be
want the side
equal.
Window more because it would be more gratifying to smash it.
Mm-hmm.
So or even a headlight. You know, headlights and taillights are real personal. When you say, fuck you, you hit a headlight or a taillight. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. All right, yeah.
I don't.
Oh, in the movies they do. Whatever.
Well, you hit a bright light. Or
what do you usually smash, Terry?
When I say, fuck you.
But even after
I say I'm smashing your head.
Even after you swing,
you squish it. You don't smash it.
Even after you take that swing, though, they're still gonna want some. They'll still pay you some, right?
What if they start to strike it again?
No, but I'm saying the junkyard will still give you money for it, right?
Oh, that's a good question because it's the metal hasn't nothing's.
Yeah,
they're not gonna be able to salvage anything but the metal.
Yeah.
Know what? You need to make some phone calls because I don't know.
Well, no, I'm asking you how much do you
I'm telling
much,
you, man. If how much I don't know how to make you the most money. You
would
need
you,
to
would
talk
you
to
swing,
somebody
would
more.
You pay $5 to break out a window?
I would, yeah.
I wouldn't.
You would pay $5 to break out a window?
Yeah. I'd give you $5 to smash a window. Shit.
All right. Well, that's what I'm asking. I'm doing market research
All
here.
Right. Then next question is, what is the root of your anger, Mr. Murphy?
I don't know.
What makes you so mad that you want to break stuff?
You know what? It's,
why do you want to pay money to break shit?
It's for charity.
We have an anger management class we're offering from the Tagcast podcast to help people keep
Here's
their
what
anger
you do. This is
a test.
This is how you get more money.
Barely pass, dude. You know what you got?
Is you pretend like you don't even know.
F+.
That this is happening to your vehicle. You resource this out and have someone else sell it. Because it's way more, you know,
how you say
edgy to smash someone's vehicle when they say, you know, you can't do that. That's wrong or whatever.
Mm-hmm. You don't tell me what's wrong.
But then this person's taking responsibility for your smashing, but it's not actually his property. That's more edgy than if you said,
well, actually,
hey, everybody beat the shit out of my vehicle.
The registration isn't in my name,
it.
Though, so I could do that myself.
Don't get yourself in any trouble.
I haven't seen a vehicle smashing fundraiser since like the 70s when they used to say,
really? Do you think it would pull in money?
It depends on what your demographic was.
Depends on where.
The Dixie? Fuck yeah.
You think the Dixie would
sell? You have to stage it there. You
them guys
want to
smash
in your driveway.
Fucking windows.
You have to go down. Yeah, wait till they get a couple beers in them and then announce it and have it out in the parking lot.
You'd have to clean it up and stuff, you know? I mean, you'd have to be safe and shit. Right.
Yeah, that would be a problem too. So you got, if your time is money, how long is it going to take to clean that shit up?
Safety's for fags.
I know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, how much do you
fags
really want to
longer?
Swing? So you're figuring what? You're probably figuring $10 on any window, right?
You tell that to Freddie Mercury.
Well, safety first. You're not wearing a glove, dude, and you get something that's, you know, that's not safe.
That'd be like 44 windows, and then you got four.
How about the mirrors?
Areas.
I mean, smashing a mirror is pretty cool.
Yeah.
How about popping the tires?
What's that worth? 7 years bad luck.
Popping the tires,
no, for breaking the mirrors.
Well, you couldn't pop the tire with a bat.
I could.
No, but
what would you... what would you pop the tires with, a knife?
Because I would take some nails. I would take some 16-penny nails, and I would pound them through the head to where there's the tip sticking
out. You have three weapons of choice, and each one's worth... So, a key, a knife, and a bat.
A key.
Actually, you put it on a wheel and you spin it, you know? And this is what you get.
A key
what?
Would be
And
cool.
you got 30 seconds. No, that's too long. I could beat the shit out of a car in 30 seconds. I don't know how to play that, man.
You guys are getting
it's
way
a swing.
Too
I think you can make some money on it, but you definitely have to think it out.
That's just like anything in life.
Yeah.
You can make money off of it, but you got to think it out. On the front end, you have to have some sort of plan on getting the device back away from the person that's vandalizing your shit because it's addictive. Once you start smashing something, you don't want to stop smashing it. Not many people are very disciplined. I'm going to go up there, dump. You know what? That didn't quite smash it like I wanted to, so I'm going to take a couple more whacks.
That's why I'd probably like sell the windows so you smash it until the window's gone. And then, you know. Or like then I'd probably do like a five.
How about you get some helmets?
Five packs for $10.
You get some helmets, and you sit in a vehicle, and they smash the shit while you're in it, dude.
I don't know if I would do that with windows.
You guys are both.
Well, I guess you don't want to get more money.
I think just three swings for $10. Five swings for $10.
Five swings? So I'm telling you, you get some people that are really good swingers, and now your vehicle's beat the shit. No one wants to beat the shit out of a beat the shit vehicle.
True.
You want to beat the shit out of a.
You got to sell the windows first, huh?
Yeah.
You got to sell the brake holes first, and then after that, it's three hits for $10. All right.
You guys are getting way too carried away.
We're market researching.
How many hits do you get for $5?
Was it when you had those things back in the day?
Maybe you do like the Dizzy Izzy, dude. You run, you drink a beer, you run down, you do the Dizzy Izzy, you take the fucking bat, and you get however many seconds to hit the car. Now, if you can't fucking get your bearing and hit the car, tough shit. Next guy.
Here's the thing, right? All right, $5. You got to run around the truck 5 times, and then you got 15 seconds to swing 5 times.
What about the beer? I want a beer.
Have you been researching this on the internet or
you
something?
You got to drink the beer while you're running around the 5 laps around the truck.
Wait, let me look that up.
Dude, why don't you do it like a cakewalk, you know? And you go around the thing.
Dustin has already fucking told us about his affinity for cakewalk.
I love cakewalk.
He does. Everything in life is a cakewalk to him. I don't care who you are or where you're from. That's funny.
Yeah, dude. There's nothing better than settling a score than walking around in a circle, stopping the music, and then drawing a number out of a hat.
It doesn't even get exciting until there's one chair left, and then it's on.
But you know what, though?
Kind of like musical chairs.
They don't do cakewalks anymore.
Who doesn't?
Anybody.
You're right. That's not... I've seen a cake sit before, I guess. Musical chairs where... But I've seen
no more cakewalks anywhere.
It's a hybrid between the musical chairs and a cakewalk because it came down to sitting in the chair and then they got the cake. It wasn't a pair of footsteps. I don't know.
But they do 2-liter walks now.
Let's do word association.
All right.
I say a word, and then you give me another word. Okay. Frog.
Dart.
Dart?
Yeah.
No question. You can't question the answers.
I wanted to make sure I heard it right.
Okay, now me.
Okay. Cat.
Fart.
A dart and a fart.
Dart fart.
Okay, now let me ask you, why did you say dart?
Because I imagined
trident?
Yeah, trident. That's what I pictured, and so I saw the point, and I thought dart, because I couldn't think of trident.
Okay. Cat.
My cat farts, and it's my wife.
What are you feeding this cat?
Meow mix, tender centers, and water.
Nice.
With an occasional meow meow treat.
What is a meow meow treat?
I don't know.
Did you get
Is that like a Scooby snack? Where it's just like
it's a Scooby snack for cats. What the fuck?
Okay.
Did you give your cat any ham?
Hells no. She don't eat human food.
From the Thanksgiving?
No.
Okay, so we learned something.
I don't give my cat food.
Word association, and we learned something. Terry's I go cat after farts kill. All the time.
Well, let's do it with you then. Okay, word association. Trombone.
Horn.
Okay.
Rusty.
Okay. See, now he's got... Okay, next word for Jerry. Kung fu.
Grip.
See? Now
Hong
if I
Kong
say
fooey.
Grip.
I was already going Hong Kong
okay,
fooey.
Now what's my word? Grip? Slayer.
You can't pick your own word.
Slick.
Black.
Cadillac.
Yeah.
And I'm going to say...
Rick. Slick Rick.
I'm going to say Quiet Riot.
Okay.
All right.
That's
I got
two
one
words,
for you,
though,
Jerry.
For that,
I'm sorry. I'm going to say quiet.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
I got one for you.
I don't think so.
Plaid.
Pantry.
Oh, Steve Martin.
That's two words. You guys don't know
yeah,
how to
you
play.
Gotta go Steve Martin.
You don't have to say one word. That wasn't a
smart.
It was a word association where. I say a word,
one
and
word.
What comes to mind? It wasn't. You only get one word to say back.
It wasn't
I never
called
said that word.
It wasn't called words association.
Mm-hmm.
True. Okay, let's play words association.
Okay, go then.
Let's
word.
Play
to your mother.
Soul patch,
womb broom.
What the hell is that?
What's a soul patch?
What's a soul patch?
That's fucking hilarious. I never heard that before.
Womb broom.
A soul patch is when your shoe wears out and you patch it.
Womb broom. Flavor saver.
Oh, a juicy moosey when you come up off the bottom of the pond.
I'd never heard the womb broom before.
You know what I'm saying?
Mine is kind
of coarse.
When
you're down on the bottom of the pond eating and you come up with a juicy moosey.
What did they call those?
A juicy moosey?
What did they call those brooms that were angled? Remember when they first came out, those angled brooms?
Ergonomically correct broom.
No, not the handle.
They were called the angle brooms.
Oh, there you go.
Angle brooms.
So my soul patch is kind of like an angle broom.
Angle broom?
Because the bristles are real stiff and kind of coarse, and they're kind of cut at an angle, so it's good for sweeping up the womb.
The womb is deep, dude. It's not on the exterior.
Look how long
how the hell are you doing like a lion fucking trick and sticking your whole head in there?
And you guys have heard of...
I've seen that on the internet, a guy do that.
No
guys,
way.
Yeah.
You guys have heard of the Roomba?
Yep.
What's that?
It's a little vacuum cleaner that goes around and it just bumps off.
You had a soul
Roomba? Oh, yeah.
No, they got a Woomba. It knows when your lady parts are needing some cleaning. And it just is a little robot.
I thought you were going to talk about a uterus vacuum is what I thought you were going to go
with. That's basically
what
the Woomba is.
Yeah.
But it's automatic and it just whenever it
feels. Well, you're talking about like hygienically. I was talking about like child.
Oh, a like, super sucker.
Yeah, like a uterus vacuum.
Yeah, it sucked half my leg off. I know all about those super suckers. Abortions aren't fun, kids. Go against the grain. See what happens when you bring alcohol to the podcast?
Dude,
I've been drinking all weekend.
Seriously.
It's fucking Friday, Monday, Wednesday. I don't care what day it is. Hey, you know what it is today? Ozzy Osbourne's birthday. How old do you think he is? Monday.
He is
71.
God damn. 71. Close.
What is it?
64.
God damn it. That was, I was going to say
that.
I was going to say that.
So, you know, he walks around with his house with his fucking huge remote that's about the size of this mixing board right here going, Sharon, I can't get the fucking channel to come
back. And it has a cup holder on it with a Diet Pepsi.
Will you still need me?
Nobody wants a burrito.
Will you still feed me when I'm 64? It's Ozzy sings the Beatles.
Where would you rate that in the Beatles library?
Kooky.
Kooky? No, I mean upper end or top half.
Lower end, dude.
It's mid to low. Along with Hello, Goodbye, and...
Scrambled Eggs.
You got the high ends where you're talking like Happiness is a Warm Gun, Sexy Sadie.
Uh-huh.
A lot of White Album John Lennon stuff for me. Bottom half is usually that sappy Paul McCartney shit.
Where would you put With and Without You?
In the George Harrison special catalog of 5 songs total. On the bottom of his 5, being My Guitar Gently Weeping being number 1 for George.
And how about Ringo, dude?
What would be your least favorite Beatles song?
You know, it just ain't easy.
My favorite Ringo song would be from the White Album also. Can't remember the name, so it's so good.
Octopus?
No, because he didn't write that. That was a Lennon McCartney. So was Help for My Friends. It's the one that sounds like a...
The Walrus.
Don't bring me down. Don't pass me by.
Don't bring me down, Bruce.
Not don't bring me down.
Bruce. Dresser.
All right. That would be your least favorite?
No, that's my favorite Ringo song. My least favorite Beatles song of all time.
Don't you have one that you're just like, oh, I hate that song? Just one off the top of your head that you're just like, oh, I hate that song.
Hey Jude.
That was written about Julian Lennon.
It brings me down. It takes a good song and it makes it worser.
Don't be that way.
I have to go.
If you remember
Octopus's Garden.
Letter into your heart.
Octopus's Garden for me.
Why don't you like that? What about Maxwell's Silver Hammer?
Oh, I love that.
Well, that's a Ringo hand-me-down.
Yeah, I don't mind, you know, it's not a Ringo thing. I just don't like that. The Octopus's Garden. And,
how about,
what about Yellow Submarine? That's never weird. Really, I was calling it.
Never really.
That's why they give those shitty songs to Ring-a-ding-ding-ding-dong.
Yeah, maybe so.
I love Ringo, dude.
I know. He's still rocking.
He's the fucking coolest one.
He had that giant ruby ring, too, didn't he?
Is he had the all most kinds talented of... one? He's the fucking coolest one.
He had blisters on his fingers.
No, that was
John Lennon's pretty cool, but he's like a martyr. He's like way
Ringo?
Out. Way be- no, John Lennon.
No. Well, he was a man, not just a musician.
He was
a visionary.
He was absolutely. Still.
He was an artist more than just a musician.
Do you think John Lennon would have, like, went the way of, like, because he'd be, like, 72.
Yeah.
Do you think he would be, like, getting Botox and being plastic?
Fuck no.
No.
Hell no.
He wouldn't
shit,
be on
no.
E because he lives in New York.
No.
If he would have never got shot down, and
I think the only time of him and Yoko really
he would probably
were,
be some kind of literary
in the public
genius.
Eye or trying they were trying to convey peace and thinking outside the box and all this stuff. They never, you know, he'd already got to that stardom place. You know,
yeah.
He didn't need any more of the bullshit, if you will. He was trying to change the face of the earth, man. I mean, really.
Well, I think. Rumor that I've read too is that, you know, he was just coming into a period of his life to where he really wanted to get back into the recording studio and felt passionate about making music again.
Yeah,
but he knew it was a separate thing from his, you know, big picture that he was really trying to promote peace on every level, and not to even combat those that combated peace, and was,
I don't know,
trying to think of a
maybe
way around it.
Maybe he would have been exiled again. Maybe he would have been
that man?
Maybe he would have been a drastic activist still. You know? Because, I mean, he wouldn't... I don't know if he would have slowed down in his activism.
He was promoting to think about it. You know what I mean? That's what's
everything.
Know,
I mean, where beyond what he did up to 1980 could he have done beyond that now in today's world? You know, where would you see his focus
being? I think other
being?
People have taken over where he left off, but they
I know, but where would
done
you see his
well
focus being?
I don't know.
Would he be like in the Congo?
No,
he'd probably
he
be still
he
in
was
New
in
York.
The mix of, you know, the life he knew, the people,
would he still
the kind
be
of
trying
people
to sleep
he knew,
in?
Not trying to go and save people in other places. Because he was talking on a grand scale of the world.
Mm-hmm.
He was on a world stage with his message. It wasn't, you know, an American thing or...
Oh, for sure. Well, he wasn't American, really.
I know,
I mean,
but that's where he got most of his publicity and stuff was...
Yeah. Yeah.
Excuse me. And it's a place where it was a, you know, a platform where he could... actually talk about some things and get away with it, if you will.
If him and Hendrix are both in their 70s today, they would be thrown together in projects, right?
They would have worked together at some point.
They would be like, we're from the same area.
When they were alive, though.
Huh?
Were they ever in any projects together when they were alive?
Who?
Hendrix and Lennon.
Besides, like, Woodstock type of deal.
No.
I don't think they were.
They didn't do
Woodstock.
Any recording.
But I think. You know, I mean, if they were both 70.
Would have.
If they were 70 today, somebody would be like, hey, you guys are like two of the very few left from that generation of music.
Besides Keith Richards, who's 107.
Yeah.
How did he outlive Dio? I don't understand.
Drugs. Would a Beatle reunion have happened?
I don't know.
I think it would have. Lived.
If they just wouldn't have came out about
We need to appreciate the people that are still around, like Deep Purple and Black Sabbath and stuff. They're still awesome.
Yes.
Is Deep Purple in the Hall of Fame?
No. I think that,
no, but Red Hot Chili Peppers
they're up for nomination or whatever the terminology is, but I don't think there's. I still don't think they're in there.
They're the art monk of the
and for Deep Purple not to be in there, that's just fucking stupid.
Can we call Pat and ask him about Hall of Fames?
Yeah, but he won't answer his phone.
No.
He doesn't even answer when I'm calling him for fun.
What you got?
He's just busy all the time.
I don't know.
You ain't got shit?
Word what? Association Black.
Woom broom.
Wow, that was quick.
Fucking Prius.
I'm trying to write and talk at the same time.
Yeah, what have you watched lately besides American Idol?
I went to the movies and watched the Lincoln movie.
Oh, Vampire versus Lincoln?
No.
Vampire versus Lincoln?
What's it called? Vampire Slayer.
It's called
Vampire Hunter.
How is Lincoln.
It? How is it?
It is really good, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I have to say it's very boring.
Did you get an Abraham Lincoln at the same time?
What is that?
That's where somebody shits a chin strap beard on you and then puts a top hat on.
That's terrible. Could you imagine how pissed off people would be if you know how people dress up to go to Star Wars or whatever, you know? So everybody dresses up in this big fucking top hat like Abe Lincoln, right, and goes to see Lincoln? How fucked up that would be?
With shit beards?
Because their hats are in the way. You
this
can't
is what
see
I
shit.
Know,
the
though.
Shit.
You
got a big shit beard.
That's disgusting, man.
It is.
That's
do you
Justin.
Think,
fucked
do you
up.
Think Abe Lincoln would have appreciated that they would have just put him in every movie theater?
It would have been a lot harder to fucking kill the right one if he was in every one.
I know,
of them.
But that's like, no, great. Now you just put me in the theaters.
Check out this scenario. What if Obama went to see Lincoln and got shot while he was watching the show?
Better hope that doesn't happen, dude.
I didn't say shit. Can you edit that out?
You know what?
Obama's Hitler.
Anything's possible, but I'm not going to say anything hateful.
You know what else they say? Anything's possible to those who believe.
That's right.
I'm not Ted Nugent or Hank Williams Jr.
Go and Obama.
Do you think they showed the movie Lincoln in Ford Theater?
Is that still a place?
I don't know.
I hope so. It's probably a museum.
I don't know.
How did Daniel Day-Lewis do in it?
Real good.
You know who his brother is, right? Daniel Knight-Lewis?
No. Who's that? Am I missing
his brother, Daniel Knight-Lewis.
I don't know who that is.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Ah, shit. Sometimes it's so in front of me, I fucking go right past it.
So, that's his vampire movie.
Oh, my goodness. Justin.
So, did he pull it off? Because I love Daniel Day-Lewis in fucking Kings of New York, dude, when he played the butcher.
Oh, yeah. That's just an evil motherfucker. I mean, he creeped me out. He, like, scared me. He was so awesome in that movie.
And the Butcher?
Yeah. Well, he wasn't the Butcher. It was the Gangs of New York, but he was the Butcher.
Yeah, but he was the Butcher.
And he's, like, talking, and he's, like, stabbing the meat and shit and looking at you with his googly eyes.
I'm so intimidated to watch There Will Be Blood, though, because it's a long movie, and I know it'll be kind of dry.
I liked the Lincoln movie. It was really it was really well acted and really educational, if you will, but it was boring as fuck. I mean, there's you think like, there's going to be a bunch of Civil War scenes and shit, but there's not.
They weren't. Well, it's all about they weren't the civil at all. Slaves, right?
What's so civil about it's war? About anyway?
It's all about the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah,
that's what it's about.
Yeah,
that's what it's about. In case anybody can't see what he's saying, you he's wrapping his head around like
it puts the pudding on the skin.
Was there any teabagging in this movie?
It puts the pudding on the skin.
Bill Cosby's not stand for any teabagging in a Jell-O pudding pop.
If you want to see
my wife Camille, who
dresser, I'm sorry, what
if you want to see some teabagging in a movie, go and watch Division 3.
Jerry does not want to talk about teabagging.
Dude, I don't want to talk about teabags. I don't want to talk about Abraham Lincoln shit sandwiches or
shit beards
or human centipedes. I don't want to talk about a California potato chip.
Do you like,
everybody shut up.
And cream pies.
Do you like Andy Dick?
Yes.
Do you like
Dick? He plays the coach in Division 3.
You got to watch it, dude. It's hilarious.
Funny, dude. It is.
He's got one of these mustaches.
Yeah. Like
great movie. Dude, it's Andy Dick as a washed-up football coach who thinks he's the
shit. I don't want to say it's Kingpin funny until I watched it again, but it was pretty fucking funny.
It's don't even say it.
It's pretty goofball.
Don't even go there.
Funny.
It's if Andy you like Dick, Andy, Dick, Andy Dick,
if you like Dick, you'll like this movie. Now, here's what I was trying to get
to. I'm going to start a podcast about Andy Dick's movies called Lovin' on Dick.
How about Everybody Loves Dick? Okay, here we go. Sorry. What's in Hans' CD player? Otherwise, we'll forget.
What's in Hans?
And then Hans will unsubscribe.
Should we get a
What's
guess?
In Hans' CD player? I will give you a guess as soon as. What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? What's in Hans' CD player? We're going to find out right now. Right now, we're finding out. Okay, we're going to give a guess to Dustin first because he's been around the block about 76 times. What do you think is in Hans' CD player today? And I believe that I will give you this as a clue. This band has never been in his CD player since we've started this segment many moons ago. But, clue number two, it is a band that was discussed on the podcast with a previous guest in season two. Go!
That scared the fuck out of me.
Asia.
Ow! You are incorrect, sir. Jerry, do you have a guess?
Europe.
You guys are both fucking fools.
Eurasia.
You guys are all wrong.
Can we guess again?
It was Africa by Toto. Just kidding. No. Actually, not a racist, but he's listening to Turbo Negro.
Oh, yeah?
You heard of Turbo Negro?
Well, Negro's just
I
black.
Have.
But it's one word, Turbo Negro.
Okay. It's a very fast black.
Our they previous have a fan club down in
Eugene, our
in
previous
Eugene.
Guest, Seth Milstein, is one of the board members and a jacket holder. They needed three members to start the club, so they just kind of said, hey.
Must be a nonprofit group.
Yeah, they're just a group that tries to get Turbo Negro to come to their town more often than they would normally come.
All right.
What's on Terry's turntable? Any guesses?
We'll give can I guess? Can I guess?
Right, old school thrash metal from the 80s.
DRI.
From Canada.
Oh.
Sorry, but
Canada. Warmock. Is that Canada?
Nope, that's Portland. But
fuck.
Great two guesses, but you're out. You're out.
Oh, I'm out already.
It was Europe. Just kidding. Nope. They're from Canada.
King Crimson.
Nope. Exciter.
Ah!
Long Live the Loud.
I did not know they were Mounties.
Yes, I saw them with Exodus and Megadeth 1985 right before Killing Is My Business came out. Whoa, that's how old I am. I'm not just old school, I'm old.
Yeah.
Finish my sentence. Cut the flesh to the bone. Use a...
Plastic/rusty knife.
Why is it rusty?
Because on the lyrics of the Exodus album, of the album and the CD, it says rusty.
But we know it's plastic.
Me and my friend Dan Morgan used to fry on acid a lot and listen to it, and we swore up and down it said, use a... plastic knife.
It's plastic.
But we discussed this on a previous podcast, and we decided to kind of meet in the middle. We're just going to say use a rustic knife.
Oh, yes.
Which is an old...
That is very
rustic. I know.
I know what rustic is. I'm not an idiot. Who do you think you're talking to? I was in the military, and I graduated from high school. And I know what rustic is. Just kidding.
Gatch, isn't plastic cooler, though? I mean, that's really getting in. I mean, you gotta fucking want it, dude, to cut somebody with a plastic knife.
To cut bare flesh to the bone.
Yeah, but Rusty, though, you're like, you're trying to cause infection.
Oh, tetanus.
You're not worried about,
it's
their long-term health.
Wait, is there a band named tetanus?
If there wasn't, there should have been, but not today.
Plastic could break.
There should have been
plastic
a band called
break
tetanus
against
20 years ago.
Flesh.
Would it?
Yeah, I think so.
Hmm.
Like a standard picnic knife?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
But if you're talking like a piece of plastic.
Could you imagine you threaten somebody with a fucking picnic knife and they're like, bah! Next thing you know, they're cut to the bone. It's like, motherfucker!
You'd have better,
this guy's frying on some serious shit.
I think you'd have better
shit.
Luck with a spoon. Gag me with a spoon, buddy.
Just kidding. That's a good throwback.
Fucking spoon.
If you took a piece of plastic, like, though, and you made it into a shiv, that would be.
But it's already a knife.
No, but I'm saying.
But if you melted it and sharpened it, it'd
no,
be.
No, I'm saying if you took a plastic and made it into a knife, not a plastic picnic
yeah,
knife.
Yeah, I got you. They do that with a toothbrush.
A toothbrush?
What they do is they heat up the bristles on the toothbrush and then stick them together until they get like a razor.
And then they file it.
And then that'll slice you like a razor blade.
Well, yeah, but I saw Cajun Pawn Stars. A guy brought in a whole like double-sized case of old-school shivs.
Do you think that any of them had been used like off people?
Yeah, they were old. Yeah, they looked.
That's crazy.
And there's like 35 of them.
That's kind of sick.
Well, there's like the toothbrush one, and there's like a pencil one, and.
Did they buy them?
Yeah.
You guys keep talking about toothbrushes. When was the last time either of you been to the dentist?
A couple years, because I haven't had insurance. A
couple years.
Do you not like going to the dentist?
No, because they never have anything good to say to me.
Do you have any food? Do you guys
feel all terrible?
Either of you guys
besides
ever.
Besides the pain factor.
Either you guys ever take the gas?
Oh, yeah.
For procedures to where you're totally out?
I haven't had it for a long time, but yes, yeah.
I never have.
You must demand.
I've been too scared because I've heard too many stories of fucking
weird.
Well,
you wake up with your underwear on backwards.
And
that's
a shanker on my stomach. So check this out. No, dude, November 22nd, 2012, Hollywood, Florida. Authorities in Florida said a man allegedly posed as a dentist and kissed the buttocks of a female patient after giving her an injection, and he was arrested for posing. I didn't know that was a crime to pose as a dentist, but he put her under the gas, and then after he gave her a shot in the butt, he kissed her ass, apparently, and he charged her $65 to treat her toothache, and he tried to keep the money and stuff. So, like, you go into a dentist and you think you're going to a regular dentist and it's just some guy posing in his dentist trying to get your $65 so he can kiss
you. Well, so how did he know, though? Because he kissed her on the butt and then he kissed her. So did she have, like, shitty breath or something?
I don't know. Apparently, as I read farther, he had made his apartment out to look like a dentist's office with a waiting room and a whole. All the chair and all that stuff in a different room of the house, of the apartment. And she woke up. Oh, he also touched her genitals inappropriately.
Oh. Well, why not?
Well, does that make you want to go to the dentist or not go to the dentist?
Well, I don't think I would be worried about any doctor wanting to, like, molest me in the office, I would hope.
Well, you would hope. But
I would hope.
These days, in this day and age, you never know.
I haven't put out before, but when I did, I had all four wisdom teeth pulled in once. So I figured if I'm going to pay for some gas, it's going to be there, right?
Well, yeah, I would like to get some gas from the dentist, but I have never. They just give me Novocaine, you know, shoot me up in the mouth, and then I smile half-assed funny. And, but
people die, apparently. I don't know what that is all about.
From the gas?
Right, from the anesthesia being out and under the dentist? Do people die from that?
Maybe if they had a complication already, that might play into it, but do you remember what it felt like?
Even if they don't do something
where your chest is all heavy, but your limbs feel like they're kind of floating up.
Oh, I remember talking when I came to. I was talking when I came to and realized what was going on.
I remember being talking?
Yeah. Well, it's because, I mean, you come out of it and you don't
Oh,
it's a perfect time to use the word groggy, because that's what you are.
No, I remember, like, I was talking, like, I recall when I woke up that I'd been talking for a while, like, consciously.
Yeah.
And then, like, not really knowing what I'm saying.
I had surgery when I was, like, 7, and I remember waking up initially from the surgery and just, like, yeah, like you said, just groggy, but...
Yeah. I think I was hitting
young
on
enough
the nurse.
To not really know if I was feeling high or if I was just like, "Where am I?" And my mom said, "You're trying to come around."
Like,
you know what I mean? Did they cut my foot off?
Yeah.
Oh, honey, that got sucked off in the abortion. Go back to sleep.
and then you like come through, and then you like realize, whoa,
they did cut it off. Tell me you saved it pickled in a jar. And they said, "No, we threw it away." And I'm like, "You assholes! I've been saving that since I was a senior in high school." It's my little Twinkie foot. You guys might not know, but I had
it. It's terrible.
That's a callback.
Yeah, I remember.
Twinkie foot.
Did we talk about that on the show, though?
I think it was Friday's show. He was talking about throwing away his buddy's 10-year-old Twinkie, and he was all pissed off about it.
Oh.
Well, akin. I can't say the word. Akin.
Akin?
Akin. Is it Akin?
Akin. No, Clay Akin.
Akin, akin.
Is this your wheelhouse?
I don't have a wheelhouse. Jesus Christ. What do you talk about wheelhouses so early in episode 4? We only have 7 minutes left.
Is it really?
No, we only have
shit,
three,
man, I
actually.
Thought I better.
But we're going to go over because that's what we do when we have Jerry.
We're
going to
overshow.
So. Dial, I remember that we were talking about dentists being
having
scary.
Having an overshow.
No, you were going into something else. We were talking about something else.
I can't even remember what it was. You guys scared me. Would you never ever name your kid Aiden?
You were talking about Akin. You're talking about Twinkie.
What does Aiden mean? Does it mean something?
I think our friend Jared Johnson's kid's name Aiden, isn't he?
Yeah.
I think it sounds kind of cool, but I don't know what it means.
And then I have another friend. Well, he's always helping out around the house. He's Aiden.
Ah!
Just kidding. But no, I met another person who has a kid named Aiden, and I just, my stupid comic mind that's not really funny, but is sometimes to me when I'm smoking a lot of weed, made me think that all the kids are going to call him AIDS. It's cool. What's up, AIDS?
Did I say this before? I had a friend.
I'd call him AIDS.
And his name was Mike, and his last name was Hill.
Michael.
This is back in my Marine Corps days, back in the day. Yeah. And he's going to name his kid, if it was a boy, Ike.
I kill.
And I say, it's a little over there. And what if he ends up being kind of like a little, you know.
I name him Bobby.
I knew a guy. I know a guy. His name
Bobby
is
Bobby Hill.
His name is Mike Cox Jr. means that his dad had the name Mike Cox and lived with it.
He had
and
his,
so is little Mike Cox.
Yeah. I never even thought about that. But every time the teacher would say Mike Cox, he'd
say,
go, "What? Who? You're what?"
He'd say Mike Cox Jr. What about yours?
Ew.
When I worked at the mill,
I always said he should change his name to Rofone. His last name to Rofone.
Rofone Cox.
Rofone Cox.
No, his last name
Hill.
No, his last name to
Mike,
Rofone.
You can't change your last name.
Why?
Well, if he's Spanish, you could have like 4 or 5 names, and he could really make it crazy.
He could change it to Rowave.
I'm just glad my parents didn't name me Kyle.
Crow Wave.
I'm just glad my Rowave. I have a lot of friends whose parents are obviously dicks. I got a good buddy who just stopped by last night. His name is Dan Dannon.
What's that mean?
That's his name. What it means is that your parents are a dick, and if your last name's Dannon, you don't name your kid Dan.
I know that guy. He invented yogurt.
Yes, yes, he did. And he's
what if
very
your first
rich
name was Murphy and your middle name was redundant and your last name was Murphy?
Well, it'd
how
be
cool
like
would
naming
that be?
You, or it'd be like naming you Smurf.
Why you got to make so?
Yeah,
or if my parents were nice enough to name me Lyle or Kyle or Guy. I went to school with a kid named Guy. And
Guy with the middle initial L?
I'd be Guy Guile.
No, with the middle initial
Guile
L.
Guile.
Guile.
Or Kyle Guile. Or Lyle Guile. Or
has anybody ever asked you why you make so many laws?
No.
It's only one law.
It's only one law, dude.
And when and
I got a whole book of laws. I'll
it's
have
about
you know.
An attitude. It's about having a good, positive attitude
no, it's
when
not.
Things
no.
are shitty.
It's no, like, it's not.
What do you mean it's
dude,
not?
I got a book this thick of Murphy's Laws.
One time, I was talking to Jerry.
What's the basic premise of the law or whatever?
I'm going to break the rules right now because I was talking to Jerry off the record one time. It was off the
what?
Record.
Off your turntable?
Have you ever heard Murphy was an optimist?
And he told me that anything that can go wrong will.
No, check this.
No, check this.
Check this. Check this.
Hey, if you're...
check.
I can't remember how it goes. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Anything
you threw me.
An optimist thinks the beer is half full. A pessimist thinks it's half empty.
The beer?
But a realist knows it's time for another beer.
An optometrist.
I like that.
An optometrist can tell you how good your eyes are in a
not if you
pedophile.
Memorize the chart.
E. 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 E.
What chart do you remember? Do you remember the one with the actual letters?
Oh, do you got perfect vision?
E, no.
E-O-Z-P-T-F-L-M-N-E-O. I memorized it. That's why I have 2,900 vision. What's your vision?
It's 20 and then some weird shit in the other eye. I don't
see,
know
now, the is. Latest prescription that I got.
Well, they're always, the first number's always 20.
The latest,
no, it's not. It's 2020, dude.
Yeah, the first number's always 20,
though.
The first number.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Well, shit. I have no idea.
You should listen to the TagCast podcast more because we've talked about
what's
this.
Yours?
We're informative.
What's yours?
Evil.
Seriously, what the 20 means is 20 feet is what you should see it at. And if your vision is 2100, then that means that. What is that 20 feet looks like 100 feet to you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when they told me my vision was 2,900, I figured they had to be wrong because that's like legally blind. I can see. It's just a little bit blurry.
Yeah, but if you're looking over at the wall over there, like...
That's where, 20 feet away from me?
Yeah. Does that look like...
900 oh, no, feet?
Does that look like... It's about
dude, you
10,
need something
so
better than
like
just a wall to look
feet?
At.
No,
look at,
it
look at this wall. Okay. Five more feet back. Now what does it look like?
500
feet back.
Feet.
Still looks like a wall.
Well, does it look... How
so
far
I looked
does
at
it
my,
look away,
I looked
though?
At my current prescription to try to find out if it said 20-something, but it doesn't. It has a negative... Negative 3.25, and then the other eye was negative 0.350.
Yes.
And so I went online and Googled it and said, what does this equal in 20 blank vision? Uh-huh. And it didn't go... As
it's so the
it didn't go that low.
Scratch. Thanks
yeah.
for coming. That's $90.
Like, it went like 2.75 and minus 3.25 and 3.5, but that was like 2,100. Which you can still get a driver's license without glasses if you have 2,100 vision. It said on the Wikipedia.
Wow! So you were off the charts,
as always. Fucking off the charts. I wasn't just off the hook. I was off the chisel. Off the chain, yeah. Nizzle. But no, I can see. I just don't drive without my glasses at night or do anything without glasses. Anytime, ever.
Yeah.
I try to get contacts, but the fucking things are so fucking thick. It feels like I have a big piece of plastic in my eye.
Have you thought about
that's
this, the monocle?
Weird.
I've thought of just having my eyes removed.
What if you had two monocles?
I've thought about I've thought about
it'd
getting...
It'd be hard to squint those. About
LASIK.
Does it cease to be a monocle?
Yeah, would you do the LASIK?
I don't know. I heard some more about it, and it's fucking scary.
See,
sounding.
My ex-wife
they
did LASIK.
They cut your lens,
yeah.
and then they stretch it, and then they shoot a laser beam in it, and then they sew it back
up. Because it's fucked up already, so what's, you know what I mean? But my ex-wife had it done, and then she wears glasses again.
Pat Wambacher
that was like 10 years ago, and now she wears glasses again, so I don't know.
Pat Wambacher.
I haven't interviewed her lately.
You have to like spend some time laying down flat, right?
I don't know,
process.
Dude. When I came home from work and she had it done, I opened up the door and she's got these fucking little, like, you know, the sun tanning goggle things on. I'm like, what the fuck? She's like some alien looking shit. And she's like, I have to wear these. I'm like, well, Jesus, don't answer the door with that shit. I just scared the hell out of me.
So did she get mad when you said that?
No, she thought it was funny after the fact, but I mean, I didn't see it coming.
That's what Stevie Wonder said.
Hey, oh.
Too bad we don't have a video feed.
Shit.
We could see Jerry's awesome impersonation.
I wonder if you hold his head like in a headlock, if his body sways back and forth.
Do you think he asked? Do you think he specifically described his hairstyle?
Yeah,
he's never seen it.
Hey, so what's in now?
Just give me the beaded dreadlocks.
Hey, what influenced him to do that? You know,
this because
he went through one of them beaded hallways. He's like, I like
that Chappelle skit.
Which one?
The one where he was the KKK member.
Oh, the black white supremacist. He thought he was white. He was blind, so he thought he was white. And then they told him that he was. And then he had to. He had to divorce his wife because she was a nigger lover.
I can't love me no nigger lover.
It's terrible.
We're not supposed to say that N-word on the show, but I was just quoting a very funny black man, Mr. Dave Chappelle. I know he listens to the podcast, so that's okay.
Mm-hmm. If I called you a cracker, would you find that offensive if we just thrown it around? You know, like.
No, that is the most non-derogatory.
What you talking about, cracker?
That is the least offensive derogatory comment that there ever has been made. If we would have
said. What about saltine? That's a coastal.
Yeah, you're
twisting
it.
Coastal white.
What
person.
You talking about? Chicken in a biscuit?
No, because a
Triscuit.
A saltine is a white guy who lives near the coast because it's salt water.
What do you call a Chinese? Fuck cheese it.
I don't know, man. What do you call it?
Cheese it. They're yellow. And the cheese it.
Cheez-Its are orange.
Well, they're yellowish.
Wisconsin.
You know why I discovered an orange is called
Cheetos
an orange?
Are orange.
I thought about this. Why is an orange called an orange?
Because it's orange.
I know.
Why don't you have any fruits called yellows or reds? Those are
I
pills.
Don't know.
Those
but then I started
pills.
To thinking what, for colors and association with fruit.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You could almost say any color, right?
Okay, I'm going
to
say it.
And it pertains
any
to
color.
A squash.
Blue.
Purple?
Yeah. Eggplant.
Yellow. Purple, but not blue. There is
black.
No blue natural food.
Blueberries?
Yeah.
Those are purplish.
What's purple red, made out of?
Blue. And red.
Red.
Well.
There's red hue in everything.
Well.
Who brought
Dang
Hugh
it.
Into this?
Hilly.
Hugh is a color, dude. That's good. See, you're talking lingo now.
Does her cheeks have a pinkish hue?
It's all pinky and
a pinkish hue. I need a good pinkish hue.
You need a pinkish hue?
Pinkish hue.
A pinkish hue.
Hugh Lewis.
The pinkish hues are
pink
yellow.
Hue. Pinkish hue.
Have
Until
ever,
they transform,
you,
I don't know what
oranges,
color they
have
turn
Have you ever
into.
Eaten a kumquat?
I have.
Did you enjoy it?
No, it's fucking, it's hard. It's hard to get to. It's a fucking, it's like
did
a pomegranate
it?
Or something. It's like hardly worth the fucking effort.
Did you peel it?
It's all full of
Did
seeds
you prepare
and shit.
It?
You're
it's,
not supposed to peel it. You're
hey,
supposed to just eat it.
But did you prepare? Yeah, that's what I'm asking. Did you like
It's like
hey,
a baby little fucking orange thing, right?
Yeah, you eat the skin and everything.
Yeah. So I think he might have did the wrong thing. Did you like prepare it?
You're not supposed to.
I guess I did.
I guess
it
my
was,
question
yeah.
is. I guess the bottom line
You're right.
is.
I didn't know what I was doing because I'm like, this is too much fucking
you
work.
You peeled it. No, you pop so, it in your mouth and just eat it.
Here's the bottom line question for you, Jerry.
I love them.
So we know that you've ate one, but have you ever made a kumquat?
I have. I
prepared.
I think so.
Have you ever made a twat cum?
Have I ever made one?
Yeah.
A twat cum.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you ever?
No, are you talking about like
female ejaculate?
Okay. Yeah.
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 Guys,
have you ever met a squirter?
Old Faithful. That's what I'm talking about.
I haven't.
No.
I've met one that discussed it at a bar once and said that she's a squirter,
and
but
I
have never witnessed it.
You didn't say hit me from across the bar.
I was taken. I wasn't. Wow. Yeah.
Well, you could have said hit that guy from across the bar.
She said, "When I have pleasure, it's laundry day." Every time.
Whoa.
And I'm like, wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot.
What's that mean? She only gets off once a week?
I have no idea.
It means any day that she gets off,
yeah,
you got to wash
yeah,
the sheets.
Laundry day, basically. Whenever she gets off. And sure. Now I'm picturing, okay, yeah,
but
that's a
not
lot.
Necessarily like squirting across the room long range missile.
Fuck, I wasn't saying that she was projectile fucking squirting.
But you can't. It's possible. It depends on how you hold your lips.
Can you do you think people can projectile diarrhea?
Yes.
Seen it done on several occasions.
Seen it done.
If you don't have any cloth to catch that shit, that's nasty. Next subject.
Okay, well, it'll have to be, how about a last subject?
Do you remember those commercials? It was a smokers for Topaz, I think it was. Is that the
Topaz is like, no, it's like a gem or an emerald.
So, jewel. So it was Topol.
Topol toothpaste?
Yeah, and they would breathe their smoke through the underwear
and
band.
And show how fucking and nasty.
It, yeah, and it'd show like a little brown spot. I'm like, oh, that's what's a good, weird teeth. And yeah, they would breathe through it. They would show and it would be like a little brown spot on the
It's
underwear.
True. I mean, I haven't done it with underwear, but I've done it with a t-shirt before when
I
used to smoke
that,
a long time ago. And it's like, damn, and it did leave a stain.
Would,
I've done that.
But why would they use underwear? Why did they use underwear?
Because that's easily stainable. And
how
another
thing.
Always
picks on me. Well, my hair's not long enough. I fucking
why would underwear be? Why would underwear be easily stainable of all the garments? Why would underwear need to be the easiest?
You
stainable?
Could use a white handkerchief.
Because it adds to the nastiness. It's like, oh, that's nasty.
If anyone was smoking those cigarettes and blowing on my underwear, it would totally put a nicotine in it.
Jesus Christ.
That's that not happens a, to me all the time.
Yeah, that's not a fart. I just blew a cigarette through there.
Now,
that's,
and I don't know why this is, but when we used to, back in the day, like smoke a lot, large quantities of like leafy homegrown marijuana.
Because that's all you had.
Right. And so you take a big old BH or that stuff and then like.
BH?
You wipe your lips off after one bong hit and it's just like resins like instantly on your lips. And it's like.
The bong water looks like some sort of moat or something. That's fucking death if you were to fall in it.
Me no likey.
You remember that King of the Hill episode where he was BH? It was like his. Were you watching a lot of that show? King of the Hill?
I have, yeah.
So his dad had like the other baby that he had, right? And he was going to call him Hank too. And he's like, I'm going to call. And he's like, Hank said, you can't call us both Hank. And he's like, well, I'm going to call him Good Hank and you Bad Hank.
Whoa.
I'm going to call him GH and you BH.
I learned BHers from Pat Wombacher, actually. I knew about taking bong hits.
Uh-huh.
But I'd never called him that until I heard him saying, I'm going to take some BHs and chow some spags, dude. I'll call you later.
What's a fucking spag?
Eat some spaghetti.
Small.
Smoke some weed and eat some spaghetti.
Spag.
I've never heard it called spag. I've heard it called like sketty.
Chow some spags.
Now it is spag.
Spags.
These things are tripping.
I'm going to rip some BHs and chow some spags.
Spag.
You're chowing
You know there's bugs allowed in every bag?
Just a little bit.
Yep.
No, there's a low.
There's a little bit of the bug, or the whole bug, or how many bugs, or what are you saying here?
I don't know.
The total amount of bug per capita is allowed, but
they
boil
off, dude. The bugs boil off.
They do.
What about the rodent hairs?
How many rodent hairs are allowed?
Yeah,
up to one piece.
One piece of a rodent hair
per package.
No, I don't know the exact laws.
We'll figure it out.
All right, I will.
How about none allowed in the package?
That would be.
I would be cool with that.
How much food would you have?
World.
You'd have to spend so much for that.
Why can't they have a clean facility that doesn't have rodent hairs? 10 cents
more for the package with no rodent hairs and no bugs.
You like rice?
He's the master of segues.
Yes, I love rice.
Have you ever named your kid Jerry?
You want to?
Wait, you're already a junior.
You can kid me.
No, do you want to split a bag
How
of rice?
How do you know I wasn't kidding with you when you were kidding with me?
Jerry Jr.
Yes.
No, do you want to split Jerry a bag of rice? I can get one at Costco, 25 pounds of rice.
Why?
Well, I don't want 20. Dude,
no, I'm asking
I like
you to
rice.
Split it. You don't need 25 pounds.
Yeah, I don't need a half
but it's
a
only
beef
like,
either.
It's only like $5 so for a 25
Dude,
pound
Dude, you don't
bag.
Get it. He'll split it with you.
Yeah. That's 12 and a half
How
pounds.
About let's third that bitch, huh?
All right.
I don't need any rice.
Well, wait a minute, Rice.
Hey, let's get some listeners to call in.
Who wants
we
to
can get some
split a bag
work.
Of rice?
Who wants to win some rice? Another Saturday Night Live.
It's the San Francisco treat.
No, that's only if it's flavored
rice
with special stuff.
Yeah.
It has those long things in it that are not rice. That is not long rice. It's like
they're crunchy kind of,
yeah,
huh?
What the fuck is that shit?
It's wild rice.
It is.
Which
it's
isn't
wild.
Rice at all.
It's wild, man. It's wild.
Rice is a wheat.
It's actually rat hair and bugs.
Yeah, there could be. I don't know. Rice-a-roni, the only thing about rice-a-roni is that you have to put, doesn't the recipe call for a stick of butter? It's like a stick of butter plus the box, and that makes rice-a-roni.
Are you sure? I haven't had it.
I think you're right.
As an adult.
Cold water.
Yeah, and then a stick of butter.
Yeah.
And then you add the box.
I just use Country Crock, 4 tablespoons.
Country Crock, dude.
They support the troops. I'm supporting the troops.
I like
I'm supporting the
flavor
troops.
Of Country
used to
Crock.
Work there?
Supporting
but
the troops.
When you put it on your toast, you better
to
get on that toast. You had better get on that toast because it's soggy like now.
I don't use it on toast.
Like, what about the spray butter? You ever just spray pan
oh,
on
dude,
your toast?
Oh, dude, my parents use that shit. And it's like, you know, that big Greek wedding or something where you're spritzing fucking Windex on everything. That's what I'd be at having a dinner with my mom. She's like, hey, get some butter on it. Everybody, hey, get some.
No, dude, don't.
It's like, get that shit out. I don't want it.
You know what you say to your mom?
It on my hands.
You say, I can't believe it's not butter.
Don't be spritzing your windows with the butter.
Yeah, it creates
you can
window
wipe
down
your whole car with that shit, and then the dirt don't stick to it.
Yeah, that's what she said. All right, well, our listeners are going to stop listening if we don't stop. So
yeah, okay.
We better wrap this up like a fabulous Thunderbird song.
Rip, rip, rip,
rip it up.
Rip, rip, rip,
I'll take it. Zap it up. I'll snake it. Make it up.
Dressel,
I'll rape
dressel.
It. Did I just say I was going to rape it?
I think so.
Hey, this was fun, man. Thanks for coming in, Jerry Murphy Jr.
Yeah, thank you.
Would you ever name your kid Jerry Jr. Jr.?
I only had one kid, and his name is Dax, so no.
But if you had another one, would you name him like...
I'm not having another one.
Jerry
hypothetically?
Third. Jerry
no.
the third.
The answer's still no.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just don't name him Barry. Or wait.
Don't name him Late for Dinner.
Don't name him. We smoked so much weed and drank so much Jägermeister that I can't believe we got through the whole podcast.
I can't believe it's not.
Butter.
Butter.
Rock on.
So you guys have a nice Monday. We hope we helped you. We paid no attention to you whatsoever during this episode.
Yes. The TagCast podcast can be heard on iTunes,
Stitcher,
TuneIn Radio,
and our website,
TagCastPodcast.com.
You can also hear us rebroadcast on internet radio station Rock Out Radio on Friday evenings.
And CNEU Radio on Monday afternoons.
Find us on Facebook and review us on iTunes.
Help support our show. Donate directly on our website.
Or click on our Amazon affiliate link before you shop there.
TagCastPodcast.com.